Public hearing, please.
The next application is 12,356. Carol Rucker seeks variances from the side yard setback, rear yard setback, and separation distance requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-25, 115-82, 115-172, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Center Avenue, approximately 702 feet south of Skyview Street within Sea Air Village. The 911 address is 19976 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1 and C1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3128. Staff would note that they're requesting a 3.5-foot separation distance from both sides and a 2-foot variance from the rear yard setback. The rear yard setback would be 5 feet because it is sea air. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and 10 mail returns. We would note that there were 2 previous variances, both for that were approved for separation distance, one in 1998 and one in 2000. And one was for placement of a mobile home, and one was for an addition added to the house. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Carol Rucker, 19976 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Gil Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening to members of the board. Thank you for seeing us. Let's see. As explained, we're seeking a variance to replace an aged mobile home that's in Sierra Village and has been for a while. It's a 1970 home. The home in particular is reasons there is it's not energy efficient. It's not a viable home for Ms. Rickard. And in actuality, it's in some ways taking up more space than what we propose to put on this lot. We're going to be actually relaxing some of the setbacks in the rear by putting this home on there. And there are also structures that are non-compliant behind this home, but we're going to be separating farther from that by putting this new home there. And taking up pretty much the same amount of space. The new home is going to be 1,152 square feet, 24 by 48, less than 35% of the property size. So what we're proposing is to remove what's there and to put back a more energy efficient, more functional home for Ms. Rickard that will fit within comfortably within reasonable setbacks, not conforming to the structure separation, but there's many instances where there's not conforming of structure separation in this particularly this rental community. They're only 40-foot lots, not even 40 feet, which doesn't allow a lot of room to move around, especially if somebody is in non-compliance before you try to put your home in. It forces you to have to get these setbacks. The only thing that was not in this, and I would like that to be heard by the board as well, is Ms. Rickard's going to need a step coming off of the left-hand side into that 16.5 or whatever. She's going to need a step coming off of that door. So I'd like for that to be heard as well. I do have a floor plan of the home that she's getting, if that's necessary.
If I may, I just have a quick question, because I hear you talking about this being a proposed home. And the site, the survey that we have is dated July 9 of 19, and I hope that's the same one that you have, Mr. Fleming. But it says existing one-story dwelling, and then it also talks about 24 by 48 proposed dwelling. Is that the structure that is being proposed, the one that's shown on that survey?
The 24 by 48 is shown in dotted lines. It's overlaying what's the existing there. So it's staying with the same setback on the right. It's right on that line, and actually with the same as the left, with the where it says proposed. That's an addition that's on the single wide that's currently there. So we're taking up about the same width, or actually the same width, as the single-wide mobile home and the structure that's adjacent or attached to it, and less length into the back of the lot than what the current home is.
Okay, so...
Is the shed being removed?
The shed will be removed in the rear, and of course the home is going to be shorter than the current single-wide, so that's going to be gone from the scenario, bringing us 2.9, it looks like, from...
It's 12.9.
12.9, thank you. 12.9 from the next home on the opposite lot.
So I guess we need to recalculate some of the separation distances.
So he doesn't actually need a rear yard. They're all going to be separation distance because we were under the impression, we did not realize what the dotted line meant when the application was submitted. So if that's coming in, then it would just be... a 7.1 foot variance from the rear separation distance, and then a 3.5 on the sides for separation distance.
And we would also need it for the steps as well.
I would like to know how far the steps are coming out, because steps can actually encroach into the separation distance and the setbacks by 4 feet.
Right. I think the steps could...
Whatever standard steps.
They could come out and turn towards the front of the lot, or they could come straight out, whatever is...
Because if they can come straight out,
yeah, they
in
would
the
turn
front,
towards the front of the lot.
Go ahead, Janelle.
Because if they come out straight out and towards the front and not into the side, then there's no need for a variance for the separation distance.
And that's...
Yes.
So they can come...
Yeah, we can go along with the property, with the home facing towards the road. It's usually 36 inches, 3 feet landing, you know. And then those steps going towards the road. Ms. Ricker currently has a ramp that she uses because of her condition with, you know, her legs, knees, right, and her back. So
ramps can also encroach 4 feet into the separation distance and the setbacks.
Nice. Okay. So if we can cover that in this variance, that'd be excellent, if approved. Thank you.
I guess one other question, Ms. Cornwell, because I do see we have steps projecting from lot 86. I don't know if that poses any issues or not.
It's 16.5 feet. I measured it.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's still 3.5 foot, depending on where the steps for and the ramp for this one come.
Yeah.
But again, they can encroach.
So the ramp and steps going to the front of the house.
Put that right up here. It should be on.
Right.
Do I understand?
Are they going to come out, or are they going to go to the side?
Sorry.
Are they going to come out, or are they going to go here?
Well, I'm going to protrude this way. So this is the line of the home, the new home right here.
Yeah.
So the new home will be here. It's going to go somewhere in this vicinity. It's supposed to come 3 foot out.
So you will need a variance for that, because they're going to encroach more than the 4 feet, because you're already at 3.5 right now for the house. So the steps are going to encroach another 36 inches. So you need a variance, a different variance for the step and the landing.
So it looks to me then that we would need, just to make sure I'm clear, it looks like we would need three separation distance variances. We would need one.
Four. One for the right side, two for the left side, and one for the rear.
Okay. All right. We just want to make sure we had
the same page.
The universe understood before we get into some of the substance.
What's the rear?
The rear is would be 12.9 feet.
Okay.
So it would be 7.1 feet for the variance, which is... If you look at where the shed is in the existing mobile home, that is a reduction.
Yes.
So it's an increase in the separation distance from what is currently there. So you need 2 3.5-foot variances, a 7.1-foot variance for the rear, and a 6.5-foot variance for the side for the steps and the ramp. Those are all from the 20-foot separation distance.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Are there any other, are there any questions from members of the board? No? Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? None? I will close the public hearing and call for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12356 for Carol Rickert. I believe they have met all criteria required to grant a variance.
And a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So for a vote of 4-0, your application is approved.
Good job, Carol.